Welcome to my dojo. This is Kung Fu Pizza Party, and I'm your host, Brandon Knight. Good to be back with you all. Took a couple weeks off. Just been a little busy here at the end of April and into May, but back here today, throwing my hat in the arena for the big social media debate that's going around right now. 100 men versus one gorilla. Who wins? We'll discuss that here. But before we do, if this is your first time listening to the show, welcome. It is important that you know this, that here on Kung Fu Pizza Party, I seek to deliver high-flying action in 30 minutes or less and serve up some wisdom one slice at a time. And you may be thinking, how could there be anything wise about what you're about ready to talk about? Well, let's talk about it, and maybe you will see that there is a nugget of wisdom here by the end of our journey. In case you missed it, like my wife, who usually is really up on social media trends and memes and whatnot. Normally it's me asking her, what is this thing? Or one of my young coworkers, what is this thing? What is this ridiculous skibbity that all the kids are saying nowadays? Usually it's that. But this is one of those where instances where I actually was a little bit more in the know than she was. Dealing with this meme that's been going around, this online internet debate, who would win in a fight, 100 men or one silverback gorilla? And in case you missed where this all came from, this has not been the first time that this kind of a conversation has taken the internet by storm. The first time internet sleuths are able to trace it back at least as far back as 2020, when we were all desperate for any kind of distraction. That's why 90% of the podcasts that exist now do, because we all needed some form of a distraction to get us through the pandemic. We were consuming any and all forms of content. And apparently on the subreddit, Who Would Win, it was posed this question of who would win in a fight, 100 men or one silverback gorilla. And that was the first time that this became kind of a trending, talked about thing on TikTok and the artist formerly known as Twitter. It popped up again, right around again. Internet sleuths kind of pick up a spike in its popularity. Right around 2021, 2022, it kind of resurfaced again. But very recently, this has started making the rounds on social media again, thanks in part to everybody's favorite YouTuber, Mr. Beast. I'm told I look like him. Mr. Beast, who posted a fake thumbnail asking for volunteers to do a video, 100 men versus one gorilla. And since then, it has taken the internet by storm once more. I mean, the guy's got 7 bazillion followers, so it makes sense that it would really catch on this time. I don't remember when this was a conversation back in like 2021, 2022. I do remember when I first heard about this, I was like, I feel like we've done this one before. I feel like we've done this conversation at least one other time before, and it was something that had come up in 2020. And of course, everybody's got a take when it comes to who would win in a fight between 100 men and one gorilla. And I just want to say this up front. I will tell you where I land with this, because I know that's really, if you saw this episode, that's part of why you're here. You really just want to know what this random dude on the internet has to say, because that's all this is random people on the internet having to chime in on this. So if you're out there, but if you're this person out there listening and you were that person who was like, oh, easily, we could easily take a silverback gorilla with 100 men. If you think this is going to be easy, then you clearly have not watched a single Planet of the Apes film. Like, I don't care, okay? I don't care how tough you are. I don't care if you're Frankie Alvarez from The Basement Yard, who for some reason thinks he can unalive a giraffe with his bare hands because it has a long neck. Like, if you're one of those guys who's like, yeah, we could take any animal because we're this, that, you know, alpha male, blah, blah, blah. If you think this is going to be easy, dude, come on. This is not, there will be casualties. There will be casualties in this. And if you put yourself in the back, you know, make yourself number 99 of 100, then maybe you will come out all right. But those first few waves, it's like, we're going back to like zombie hordes and Nazi zombies on Call of Duty. Like that first initial like horde of people going at the gorilla, it ain't gonna end well for them. No one's getting out of this unscathed, I don't think, at least. So yeah, if you're one of those people who's like, this is going to be easy, dude, watch Planet of the Apes, any of them. Well, maybe not like that one with time travel in it, but like, seriously, like any of the Planet of the Apes films, I get it. They're genetically enhanced, evolution is catching up with them, but still, like, come on. This isn't going to be easy. So, some thoughts on this. Again, there, because this is just like a for fun intellectual exercise, Mr. Beast is really not, I don't think, I guess you can never really put it past the guy. Logan Paul, he would totally do this. But nobody's actually like going out of their way to try and commit acts of animal cruelty against gorillas. At least I hope they're not trying to do that. But the general rules, framework, whatever you want to go with, is that in one corner you have one silverback gorilla at the end. It's just the one gorilla, okay? And in the other corner you have 100 men, and yes, we can get all, yes, okay, so there's 100 men and they're unarmed. That is usually one of the common features, is that the men have to be unarmed, okay? So we can't even go in with spears or cricket rackets or anything like that. We're going in unarmed. Now, I do have some questions. Obviously, there's the whole, are we talking like biological male, people who identify as male or man, you know, where are we at there? How inclusive are we being on this? Okay, so there's that aside. But also, my thing is, if we're going to be like super technical about this, my thing is this like Mr. Beast just kind of like, okay, who volunteers to be a part of this ridiculous experiment, and we're just taking 100 rando people off the street? Or are we coordinating this a little bit? Are we like getting the best and the brightest? Because let's be honest, y'all. Like I said, it's going to take a lot. It's going to take a lot of people. But if we got Bass Rutten, I think we're going to be okay. Like, I think if we have Boss Rutten out there just palm healing the bejabbers out of a gorilla, we might stand a pretty good chance. If it's just 100 random dudes off the street, though, I don't know. I don't care how hard you are. I don't care how, you know, how much Brazilian jiu-jitsu you've done. Like, it's not going to be great. It's not going to go down well. And part of the reason why I'm very skeptical of this going down well is not just because, you know, silverback gorillas are apparently incredibly muscular. You know, they are designed, evolved to like protect, and are incredibly strong and muscular. And heavy. They're like 400 pounds or something like that. So these are big mamma jammas out there that we have to take on. But the one advantage that we have outside of the numbers factor is the fact that usually it comes up that we can coordinate our attacks. This isn't like you think like King Kong just like showing up in New York and just wrecking house and like tossing 100 people around. No, this is like an organized 100 people, like 100 men put together in a coalition, in a militia, to go up against one gorilla. And even within that, I think we could have problems. You mean to tell me that especially if we're just getting volunteers? Okay, so we're going to get a bunch of toxic alpha males together to coordinate an attack against one gorilla? Question, how are they going to determine who's going to be the one calling the shots, or the group of people calling the shots? They're going to all be beating each other up before we can even get to the gorilla part. And so there's a lot of factors, there's a lot of things that are not in our favor. The odds are not necessarily in our favor. And part of that is because we're just not great. Like, we're just going to fight with each other before we even get to the gorilla. We're going to go in damaged because it's just going to be a bunch of like testosterone bros just like pushing each other around. Again, unless we can like coordinate our attack and we get Rock the Dwayne Johnson out there, you know, he might be able to boost our morale a little bit, kind of get us in line a little bit if Mr. the Dwayne is out there. So at the end of the day, though, who wins? I do think there are a lot of factors that are weighted against us, from our own egos and pride to the fact that we are not as strong or as muscular as the gorilla, to just the, like, I do think our odds really go down if we are not picking the best of the best. It's just like 100 random dudes. But if it's like, you know, we can get like Marine, you know, like 100 of the best Marines, or, you know, whatever, you know what I mean? Like, if we can kind of like pick and choose our 100 a little bit, I think we stand a better chance. But ultimately, I think this comes down to a numbers game. We win not because we're the best, we're the brightest, we're the strongest, but because there's just more of us. I really think this is all that it comes down to, is that the 100 men will defeat the one gorilla due to sheer number. Don't celebrate too much there, friend. Just because there's more of you. Like, let me make that clear. It's not because I think that we're stronger than the gorilla, or even that we could be like have more endurance than the gorilla. I think at the end of the day, it's just going to, in a one-on-one situation, I think like at the end of the day, it's going to be just a numbers game. Because it was like February or March, I saw this reel on Instagram talking about how, again, we're talking about animal cruelty. Let's talk about fighting children now. So in a situation where you're like wrestling a kid, an average 10-year-old cannot take an average 30-year-old man, okay? But based off of body mass and strength and endurance, just in a very, like, if you just run a simulation based off of just numbers, if you go the scientific route, which I know is, unless you're doing boxing, not really like something that people want to do in fighting, let's not be scientific, but if you want to go the science route in all of this, you only have to get 25 10-year-olds to take down one average man. Okay, so like I would say I'm about as average as they get. I'm like 5'6", right around 200 pounds, in decent shape, you know, got a little bit of a dad bod, not a lot. Like I would classify myself as a very just like average 30-year-old male. So, and you know, at work, I do mess around with the kids a little bit. We have that foam pit, so sometimes they ask me if I can throw them in. So, you know, it doesn't take much, but after doing several in a row, I do get tired. So in that scenario, I do think that eventually once you get to like the 15 to 20, 25 mark, your odds of coming out on top in a fight against a bunch of 10-year-olds do go down drastically. So with that in mind, I do think that just based solely off of the numbers game, eventually we have to overwhelm the gorilla. Like it might not take 100. Maybe we can get to 80 and the last 20 can all get us Gatorades, but like, and a couple brewskis to celebrate. But I do think that in the end, we come out on top. I don't know what martial art does the best in this scenario. Maybe a Muay Thai, where you're just using a lot of like heavy Muay Thai, Kyokushin, Wing Chun, things like that. That's like a lot of either quick strikes, hard strikes, utilizing different limbs rather than just repeatedly kicking it. Ooh. Do you think you could thigh smash a gorilla to the point where it couldn't walk? You know, if we just kind of like if we coordinated the attack to be like, okay, you guys focus on the arms, you guys focus on the legs, the chest, the butt cheeks, the head. Like, if we coordinate it that way, of like, you have a target limb, and we just try to like take it down that way, kind of like Rey Mysterio wrestling the Big Show. That's how every match against the Big Show ever went, of just like, if you take out the legs, then the giant falls. Maybe that might be a big key to this. I'm not trying to choke out a gorilla. Dang, I don't care how good your rear naked choke is. That I'm not doing that. Like, this is so weird. It's so weird, which is a great time to pivot to a great article I read from NPR. Nerd. Yes, I'm a bit of a nerd. During this conversation that's been going on in the internet, they interviewed a researcher, someone who studies gorillas, and they did affirm the fact that, like, yeah, probably at that many people, yes, the gorilla loses, but they wanted to make sure that it was shown that gorillas are actually known as the gentle giant. They're not, like, they are strong, they are muscular, they will defend their families. Kind of a, you know, I think it was Jeff Jarrett back in the day who was like, he was a really nice guy until he started talking trash about his family. That's like their thing, is like, they're very protective of their families. And then they're, you know, they will rampage. But they are known as the gentle giants. They're actually very gentle creatures. They use each other as like couches, basically, to kind of just like veg out. The male gorillas are actually known for like being very gentle and very playful with their young. That's right, folks. We here in the Gentle Parenting Club are adopting the silverback gorilla as our mascot. Be jealous. And oh, yes, by the way, you heard me correctly. I, the 4-time black belt, is a stay-at-home dad and gentle parenter. Oh, does that surprise you? Well, it's 2025 and not the 1950s, so open up your horizons a little bit. Anyway, So in all of this, this doctor who studies gorillas was like, this is fun, have your fun, but like, also remember that these creatures are actually like very gentle and kind of extinct, kind of going on the route of extinction. So let's, you know, like, maybe not actually try to fight gorillas, but instead, you know, I don't know anybody who's trying to pick fights with gorillas. It's like that one Jim Gaffigan joke. Oh, don't bring up whales around my uncle. He'll go off. Damn whales taking up all the jobs. Yeah, it's an old Jim Gaffigan joke. Look it up. It's one of my favorite Jim Gaffigan joke. But that was this person's hope of like, hey, have your fun talking about Mr. Beast committing acts of animal cruelty. But like, also, you know, appreciate life. You know, that's like the weird part about, I shouldn't say the weird part. That's kind of the tension that we are placed in as martial artists. For those of you who are martial artists or have a background or care about self-defense and things like that, you know, is like we train to fight, we train to protect, we meditate on violence and very dark things that could happen. And yet, though we are trained to do hard things, maybe that might be the best way to put it, though we are trained to do hard things, we are put in this situation where we are to value and celebrate life. Like, we're not out there, like a true martial artist is not out there just trying to like pick fights to be the top alpha, especially if you're trying to pick a fight with a gorilla. But the, you know, a true martial artist is out there to preserve life, to celebrate life, to, you know, see beauty in life and in the preservation of life. And that's, you know, that's what this doctor was kind of closing out this interview with NPR saying, of like, you know, hey, have your fun, do all that, but like, you know, these creatures are actually going extinct. They're not apex predators like Sharks or Chuck Norris. Hashtag Chuck Norris Week 2025. They're not apex predators. Like, they're gentle giants. They're beautiful creatures. Like, I do think gorillas are really cool looking. But I also, you know, grew up watching Tarzan. The greatest Disney soundtrack, Tarzan. Anyway, so that's all I really have to say about this. Do the humans win? Yes. Is it going to be easy? No. Watch Planet of the Apes. It ain't going to be easy. But I do think we have a chance, mainly due to the fact that there's just more of us. But also, maybe let's look for where there is life, there is beauty. You know, let's maybe focus more on that instead of trying to beat up gorillas or wrestle bears or whatever thing you're into. Let's focus more on the beauty of life and maybe take a page out of the gorilla's book and be a true gentle parenter and play nice with your kids. Treat them well. Treat your young well. Well, that's it for today's episode. Coming in with plenty of time. Heck yeah. So thank you for listening to today's episode. If you haven't yet already, please rate and review the show wherever you get your podcasts. Follow Kung Fu Pizza Party on Instagram at Kung Fu Pizza Party and on Letterboxd, Kung Fu Pizza PRTY. You can also check out all the other great shows here on the Anasal Ministries Podcast Network, including Systematic Geekology, Why I Don't Like, and my sister's show, My Seminary Life, where I dive more into theology and the Christian faith and things like that. Thanks again for listening. This has been Kung Fu Pizza Party, where I've delivered high-flying action in 30 minutes or less and served up some wisdom one slice at a time.